Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. The Renegade Theater Festival will be back in Old Town Lansing for a ninth year this week. Thursday through Saturday, we'll see a variety of theatrical events in several Old Town locations, and a number of local theater companies are again taking part. We welcome back to Current State organizers Chad Badgerow and Melissa Kaplan for a preview. Chad is the founder and artistic director of the Peppermint Creek Theater Company, and Melissa is the Fine Arts and Performing Arts Coordinator at Lansing Community College. Together, they co-host a radio show called So Much More on LCC Radio, WLNZ. Great. We're having competitors.
Oh my gosh. That competitors was such a fantastic intro, but it took a while, didn't it?
On the program here, this is what we've become. Seriously, what's the idea behind the Renegade Theater Festival? Is this experimental, new works, what?
I love that you asked that this year, because even after the ninth year of putting this festival on, we really, as a committee, had to have a sit-down and processing session amongst just the four of us and the five of us to say, what does it mean to put on a theater festival? I think, you know, originally a few years ago, we were challenged because some dance groups wanted to take part, and we're like, and our initial reaction was, I don't think we can, sorry, we're a theater festival, not a dance festival. And the argument was, well, there's dance involved in musical theater. And so then we had to have a conversation then about, okay, so where does dance and theater coincide and come together? And so this year's was really, as we were looking at spoken word, which was a stage that we had last year, and this sort of intersection of like poetry and spoken word, because what came out of the dance discussion was that it had to be text-based, and spoken word is very much text-based. And so we were starting to, you know, we had to decide as a committee, are we comfortable with kind of letting it be a free-for-all, as sort of the title Renegade implies, and anyone that sort of feels like they fit under that Renegade Theater banner is allowed, or what do we mean when we say this is a theater festival? It really is still, to a certain extent,
it's a pretty organic process.
Yeah. It is, and we get people bringing shows to us that we that fit because they are theater, but as Chad said, we are continually analyzing what belongs and what does it mean. And the idea, I think, you know, originally, and that we still like to encourage, is that this is an opportunity for theater companies and independents to produce things that they may not do if they're a company during their regular season, because it's experimental or because it's new. And then for independents who have no other venue necessarily to produce something, to, you know, mm-hmm. write a play and produce it. And we have a number of those, too. And this year, in our main stage section, almost every single participant is presenting something that's brand new, that's never been done before, or if it's been done before, it's been not in Michigan.
This is the Renegade Now portion, the new original works program?
That's the main stage. The main stage consists of existing theater companies, area theater companies, professionals such as Williamston Theater, college, LCC and MSU, community theaters, Peppermint Creek, Riverwalk Theater, something Creative Teens Theater, All of Us Express, Mid-Michigan Family Theater, and then independent theater artists who have an idea and write a play and want to present it, or in the case, as Chad mentioned, spoken word, that's a stage of spoken word artists. There's improv. Renegade Now is a whole other bag.
Right. Renegade Now really came out of a passion of one of our other committee members, Paige Dunkel, who was very passionate about cultivating playwrights in our state and giving opportunities to playwrights that hadn't had their work produced before. And so that is something that both Melissa and I have talked about, really wanting to raise up as sort of our flagship is the wrong phrase, but something that we're really known for and that we really want to put a lot of our energy and attention into, which is really the only real requirement for Renegade Now is that these plays haven't been produced anywhere else. And so this is literally the first time they've been heard, and they're just given a staged reading. I think this year is even more diverse than any year before this. Up to this year, there was simply, you know, stage readings of generally about six new plays that were honed down from a pool of, I think, in
a
the past.
A couple dozen.
Yeah, a couple
maybe.
Dozen. Whereas this year, we had over 40 new plays submitted that have never been seen before that are also whittled down into six. But then there's also two other portions of Renegade now because there were so many great pieces.
Go ahead.
What do you make of getting more than 40 submissions here for
well,
this? That's
a
quite
couple
a bump.
Things. I think Renegade's been around, and one of the things that's really cool is to have it exist outside of our minds and just the theater community. You hear people talking about it, and that's exciting for mm-hmm. people to say, hey, I want to be part of it, or I can't wait to go to it. So it's been around. It's got a reputation. It's more well-known. I think also there was a big push this year that two of the organizers, Paige Dunkel, who focuses on Renegade Now, and Katie Doyle, really did a significant outreach to theater programs and other theaters and schools and places where they might be able to find playwrights to invite them to submit plays. So, you know, it's not a scientific, analysis, but that is kind of my best guess as to why we've had such a large number of submissions. And I think there are new play festivals and there's a great interest in new work in general. Mm-hmm. And like Chad said, I think if that's something that we love to be known for, love to nurture, love to help Lansing be known for that in general.
So. And sort of the thing I hope that another reason why maybe it's growing is that last year we sort of decided to put our money where our mouth was, and that we wanted to really give one of the plays that really stood out to the committee, A Further Life, because that's something that we really want for the plays to have been read at the theater festival, but then to go on to something greater. And so what we were offering was for one of the plays that showed the most promise, or from one of the playwrights that showed the most promise, that their play would be produced in a fully staged production somewhere in the Lansing area at one of the Lansing theaters. And so Peppermint Creek offered to be that theater this last year, and so the winner was Tyler Family Portrait by Allison Brown.
Is Peppermint Creek going to stage this year's winner?
Our hope is that this will be something that moves around our community. So Michigan State will choose to do the winning one from this year, or you know, Over the Ledge will choose
it
for next year, or Williamson Theater. So we don't have an equation for that. Our hope is that it'll be something.
And we don't have a theater identified yet, and we don't have the winner. Hopefully, will be identified by this weekend, so we may announce that.
Very organic process.
It's Renegade.
Melissa Kaplan and Chad Badgerow are our guests here on WKAR's Current State. We're talking about this weekend's Renegade Theater Festival in Old Town Lansing, Thursday through Saturday, actually. In Old Town, the venues in Old Town are interesting. In some cases, this is the only time that they'll host theatrical mm-hmm. programs. But Old Town businesses buy into this sort of thing.
Yes, they do, and
that's the reason the festival is able to exist.
And the entire festival is volunteer run, and theater companies and artists, you know, if they have an expense, they handle that. Everything is free, and the businesses that host the performances open their doors at no charge. And mm-hmm. so we hope that people are, you know, doing a lot of shopping and eating and enjoying the spaces that they're in, even though some of them are actually vacant storefronts. As you said, sometimes this is the only time they'll see a performance, and we're using a couple spaces such as what was the Chrome Cat, what was Aggie Maze. Those are both vacant, wonderful spaces for performances, but they're for rent.
And it would be awesome if someone came in and said, wow, I would love there to be a restaurant here. Yeah. I'm going to start a restaurant.
Gallery 1212 is like that. Gallery 1212 is vacant, and we have permission to use that. The Mustang across the street, which Jazz Fest often uses as a stage during Jazz Fest and Blues Fest, that's a performance space. And then Micah Gallery, Absolute Gallery, Old Town General Store. We're using a lawn area in front of the Old Town Commercial Association for something called soapbox speeches, literally people on soapboxes and crowds gathering around. And then the Red Cedar Friends Meeting Hall, and that's where Renegade Now takes place, as well as Renegade Kids. And we've got great supporters in all of these businesses, and Message Makers and Micah Gallery and our sponsor, City Pulse, and LCC, Old Town Commercial Association. It's just, it's really a great community effort.
Sounds exciting, and we wish you the best of luck here starting tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Thursday through Saturday, it's the Renegade Theater Festival back in Old Town for a ninth year this week. We've been talking with organizers Chad Badgerow and Melissa Kaplan. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.